喊弟兄释放主的信息。
Our brothers give us a message from our Lord.
So let's turn to the Gospel according to John, first chapter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们打开约翰福音第一章。
Let's read.Verse 35.
让我们来读第三十五节。
Gospel according to John, verse 35.
约翰福音第一章三十五节。
Again the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
And he looked at Jesus, and as he walked, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”
And let's drop down to verse 40.
让我们看下面的第四十节。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
41. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah, which translated means Christ."
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
42.He brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter."
于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他，说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
Let's have a word of prayer again.
让再有一点点祷告。
Father, the reason we come together because it is your will and it is your love.
主，我们今天聚在这儿的原因乃是因着你自己的爱。
As we look upon the Lord Jesus,
我们再次仰望我们的主耶稣。
We know that surely you want to bless each one of us.
我们可以肯定说你要祝福在座的每一个人。
Lord Jesus, in ourselves we are nothing.
主，你知道在我们的里面我们什么都不是。
But in Christ, we are all.
但是在主里我们就是。
Father, we thank you for such blessing and grace.
感谢你这样的祝福和恩典。
This morning, we ask you to once again grant your grace in Christ.
我们再一次在今天早上向你祈求，愿意你再次再赐给我们在主里面的恩典。
Everyone here, we have their heart open.
每一个在这儿的人心是向你敞开的。
So that your grace, strength and power will be with each one of us.
所以你的恩典和能力就能够充满在我们这儿的每在这里的每一个人。
From the old to the young.
无论是年长的还是年幼的。
Father, once again, we turn and look upon the Lord Jesus.
父啊，我们再一次转眼注目在我们的主耶稣的身上。
Father, we ask you to speak in our heart.
求你对我们心里讲话。
So we can receive your grace, your power and life.
使我们再一次可以领受从你来的恩典，你的能力，你的生命。
Through the fellowship in your word.
愿意在你的话中我们一起来交通。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Today I'd like to share with the brothers and sisters, the meditation from our heart.
我今天要想跟大家分享的就是我在心里边的一点点的思索。
It is about Peter.
这是关于门徒彼得。
When I was a young Christian, the Peter was the one who influenced me a great deal.
当我还在是刚刚信主的时候，彼得在我的生命中有非常大的影响。
I didn't know much about Paul.
那个时候我对使徒保罗的认识还很肤浅。
I didn't know much about Moses.
当然对摩西的认识也更肤浅。
But Peter is a figure that stood out from all the characters God used.
但在那个时候，在圣经里边的人物中，彼得好像突然显得在我的心里边显得是特别的明显。
Because I think when we're young Christians, we all start with reading the Gospels first.
因为当我们在做刚刚做基督徒的时候，我们总是喜欢先读福音书。
And you read the Gospels, then I don't think you can miss Peter.
当我们在读福音书的时候，我们很明显的就会注意到一个角色，就是门徒彼得，使徒彼得。
Because he's always there.
因为他任何地方他都在那里。
He's always in front.
他好像就是在活在每一个人在福音书的时候都活在你的眼前。
And so Peter, when I was down, when I was in doubt,
当我在犹豫，在我在信心不足的时候，
I was reminded of Peter.
我心里边就会想到彼得。
I felt this Peter is so real.
彼得是何等真实的一个人。
And what happened to him actually could happen to me.
在彼得身上所发现的那些事情，那些发生的那些事情，就好像是发生在我的生命里面一样的。
I like to pray what Peter prayed.
我祷告的时候，就学着像彼得那样祷告。
Lord, save me, I'm perishing.
就像彼得所说的，主啊，你救我，我要灭亡了。
Oftentimes, I found myself pray like Peter prayed.
我真正常常祷告的时候，真就像是彼得那样祷告。
When I was at work.I feel very stressful, and I pray such prayer.
当我在工作中我感到非常苦恼的时候，我就是学着像彼得那样祷告。
And I said, Lord, I'm like Peter sinking.
就像彼得在水里边在水上行走，要像下沉那样。
And I said, Lord, you gotta save me now.
我那个时候这样感觉的时候，我就跟主说，主啊，你赶快来救我。
Oftentimes, I find myself with a little faith.
因为常常我发觉到我自己是信心非常的软弱。
And I remember Peter.
那个时候我就会想到彼得这个人。
And how Jesus said to Peter, "Are you of little faith?"
主常常对彼得说，你这个小信的人。
And so Peter, is the one that God used to encourage me a lot.
实在说来，主就是借着彼得这个人，常常来激励我走这条路。
And Peter is the one that's very, He didn't pretend to be what he's not.
彼得这个人是很真实的，他常常不会装出他本身不属于那个样式的人。
Even today, God still speaks in my heart through Peter.
直到今天，神还借着彼得来对我的心里讲话。
There's a book about it's the title Pilgrim's Progress.
我们都知道有一本书叫《天路历程》。
And it talks about a person suddenly.Realize that this world will come to end.
讲到有一个人在这本书里边，他突然发觉到说这个事件的结局将近。
And he found a book. It tells him the way to salvation.
他就找到一本书，发现说借着这本书里边所讲的有一个救恩。
And then start his journey to find that salvation.
所以他就借着他就开始了他的人生的历程，来要得到救恩。
And it's one of the most popular books in the Christian world.
在基督教的世界里边，这是一本非常非常有名的著作。
So my sermon, I give a theme is called Peter's Progress.
所以今天我分享讲到的那个题目呢，就叫做彼得的天路历程。
I'd like to meditate and share with brothers and sisters is how Peter progresses.In his faith to follow the Lord.
所以我要想跟大家分享的就是，我们来看一看彼得这个人，他怎么样跟随主来行这个天路的历程。
Peter was like you and me. He was not perfect.
彼得就像我们中间的每一个人一样，我们都不是完全的。
Every stage, every step away, he had to learn, from the Lord.
他在这条道路上，他走的每一步，他都必须要来学习怎么样跟随主。
So the first thing that we read from the John of Gospel.
那么第一个我们想要学的呢，就是在约翰福音里面讲的。
It tells us the Peter's first encounter with the Lord Jesus.
在这里我们讲，我们看到彼得是怎么样第一次遇见主耶稣。
Actually, his brother Andrew found Jesus first.
其实认真的说来，是他的弟弟安德利先看到主的。
And Andrew and turned and found his brother Simon.
这个时候，安德利就回过头来找他的哥哥西门。
And he said to his brother Peter.
这个时候，安德利就对他的哥哥说：“彼得。”
We have found Messiah.
我们遇见了弥赛亚。
We have found Christ.
我们看见了基督。
There's a Chinese translation and English translation is different here.
在这儿啊，我们要注意一下中文的翻译和英文的翻译有一些不同。
Chinese translation says we have met.
在中文翻译里边是讲到说我们遇见了弥赛亚。
But actually the real word is we have found Messiah.
但是在原文里边这个字的真正意思是我们找到了弥赛亚。
Do you see the difference?
你们看见这两个字的差别没有？
And, if we have met Messiah, it's like you know, you just came across someone at mall.
当我们说我们遇见弥赛亚的时候，就好像我们在这个商店里边偶然碰见了一个人，遇见了一个人。
And it's like you went back to China for vacation and then you met another brother there. Whoa!
就像有时候可能有你在暑假期间你回到中国大陆去看到一个信主的弟兄，哦，你说哎呦真好。
And but you didn't plan to see him there.
但是你并没有在计划中想要遇见这个人。
But if you found someone, that's different.
但是如果说是你找到了某一个人。这就不一样了。
That it tells us that they've been seeking the Lord.
因为在说你找到某一个人之前呢，实际上你一直在寻找。
And Peter and Andrew, they've been looking for Christ.
安德烈和彼得这兄弟两个，实际上他们在一直的寻找基督。
And so, it's very clear to me that, Andrew and Peter, when they're fishing, when they have a break from fishing, they'll say, you know, Peter, do you remember last Sabbath that what Rabbi talked about Messiah? Do you remember the, you know, what will be the birthplace of Messiah?
所以在我的头脑里边好像是看到一幅图画，就是好像彼得和安德烈他们兄弟俩在海上打鱼的时候，当他们打鱼过程中有一些休息，也许是兄弟俩就开始要讨论说彼得，你记不记得上一个安息日那个讲到说，弥赛亚的那个出生地在哪里
？And you said, yeah, of course. That prophet Micah said, you know, it will be Bethlehem.
所以说，那个安德烈可能就回答说，哦，对对对，上次好像那个某某拉比哈，他某某拉比老师说，这个弥赛亚应该是出生在伯利恒吧。
And Peter may ask Andrew, "Do you remember that what tribe that Christ will be born to?"
Peter 可能在这个时候问 Anthony 说，你还记不记得我经常说，那个弥赛亚应该是在从哪一个以色列的支派中出来呢
？So they have this aspiration. Peter had this aspiration in his heart, had a desire to find out the Messiah.
所以说我们实在是可以想到。这个兄弟两个是在他们心里边深处有一种渴慕，有一种心智，希望能够寻找到基督弥赛亚。
I read a book when I was a young Christian.
当我还刚刚成为基督徒的那个时候，我看见读到了一本书。
And the title of the book is, I think it's called The Reign of the Truth. 真理的回响。
那他那个时候读到一本书，这本书呢就是名字叫做《真理的回响》。
And I remember that Even you are not Christian, I think you have this aspiration as well.
实际上，即使你不是，我记得哈，当时我在读这本书的时候，我感觉到说，即使你不是一个基督徒，你的心里面都会有一种渴慕，希望得到一些东西，得到一个向往。
Everyone born here, as long as you are human, you have this longing, you have this desire to know something.
实在说来，作为一个人，只要你是个人的话，我们人心里边都有一种对一种理想的一种向往。
I remember the scientists tried to figure out what's the difference between human being and animals.
我记得科学家们常常想要来寻找关于动物和人之间究竟有什么本质的区别。
One time they said, "Oh, human being can use tools, and animals cannot use tools. They don't know how to use tools."
所以那个时候可能有的科学家说，首先提出来说，哦，可能动物和人类的区别在于。动物不能够使用工具，而人呢是可以用工具。
But later they found out, whoa, chimpanzee can use a tool. They use a tool to get the termite.
那后来他们发现到不是事实，因为他发现到说那些黑猩猩呢也可以用一些小的树枝的那种工具来去能够白蚁去抓白蚁来吃、啊。
And in the some birds, they know how to use a stone to crack the coconut.
而有的鸟呢也可以用一些石头。来把一些就是那个椰树的那个果子把它那个砸碎了，能够喝里边的水啊。
So their conclusion is that, oh, animal and human being are the same.
所以他们最后的答案就是哦，原来在这方面人和动物是没有区别的。
Instead of figure out really what's different from human being and animal.
我们并不是想借着这些来要可能能够分辨说人和动物之间的本质区别在哪。
Actually, what makes human being different from animal is this.
其实真正说来，人和动物最本质的区别应该是这样。
Human being has this deep desire to know the truth.
人类都有一个心，想要在他内心深处都要有一颗寻求真理的心在里面。
So someone said this: in a person's lifetime, he or she would have to ask these three questions.
所以说，有人说每一个人哈。在他一生的生命中，他都会或多或少会想到这样的三个问题。
So if you're a human being, you're bound to ask these three questions to yourself.
如果作为一个人来说，你自然都会问到这样的三个问题。
Maybe you ask that question when you're a teenager, or maybe you're 6 years old, or when you're 50 or 60 or before you die, right before you die.
可能你在问这个问题的时候，你的年纪是不一样的。有的人在很年轻，在还是说年轻青年青少年的时候就在询问这样的问题，而有的人呢，可能要到临死的时候才想起来要问这样的问题。
First question, where did I come from?
那么这三个问题中的第一个问题就是，我是从哪里来的
？Why am I here?
为什么我要在这里生活
？Where am I going?
我们会将来到哪里去
？Three question，
就这样三个问题。
That's aspiration God keep putting in our heart。
这实在说来是神把这样的问题放在人的心里的。
I remember before I become Christian, I have that question。
实际上我还记得我还没有成为基督徒的时候，我就开始问这样的问自己这样的问题。
Then Lord Peter had this. Peter grew up in Peter was Jew. He grew up in the Jewish community。
我们都知道彼得这个人呢。他是在犹太人中长大的，他是一个犹太人，所以他会接触到这些宗教。
And Peter had this aspiration to find out Christ.
所以在他的心里边就会有一个渴慕，想要寻找到弥赛亚。
And he had this aspiration, that desire. I think he may in a conversation with his brother, he said, "If a Messiah is here today, I want to be the first disciple of Messiah."
我能够想象到彼得这个人，根据他的性格。他可能就是那样的，我要是弥赛亚今天要是在这出现的话，我多么可我一定要想第一个去遇见这个人，遇见这个。
And he said, if Messiah here today, I want to be the most faithful disciple follower of Lord Jesus of Messiah.
这个人肯定会说这样的话，如果是弥赛亚今天就在这里的话，我会成为他最忠心的一个跟随者。
Dear brothers and sisters, what is your aspiration, your desire today for your life?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你们心里边，你们今天对你们的人生真实的渴慕是什么？你们知道吗
We shouldn't. Before I realized, I read this, meditate on these verses, I thought Peter was like a very rough guy. You know, he didn't think much. You know, maybe all he think about is how to fish.
当我在这样思想彼得这个人之前，我一直在我的印象中，彼得这个人是个很粗犷的人。他整天想的就是怎么样在海里边能够多打鱼。
But you know that's not true because Bible tells us that Peter has an aspiration to find out Christ, find out Messiah, even before he knew who he was.
实际上，如果我们真正来思想这个人物的时候，我们会发现说，彼得这个人他内心深处他是有一个寻求的，他一直希望能够渴慕找到弥赛亚。
And the concept of Messiah is not just only for his own holiness.
这个他寻找的这个弥赛亚不光是为着他个人的要变成一个很圣洁的人。
It's also about the nation, bigger than himself.
甚至他可能已经想到了这个弥赛亚的到来是要拯救以色列这个国家，远远超过他个人。
Today Christians we emphasize too much about our individual.
今天我们基督教里边常常强调一个是我们个人如何要在个人如何在基督里面有长进。
That's important. Each one of us need to be need to have faith in the Lord. Have to to be healed in by the Lord. All these benefits or blessings that we receive from the Lord.
当然，我们不是不重要。我们每一个人都应该在神的面前有这种个人关系，从神那儿领受到对我们个人的祝福和引领。
But Peter, in the beginning, he had the inspiration for the Messiah, and he knew Messiah is promised not only to individual Israelites, it's for whole nation.
但是彼得似乎这个人在一开始他在寻找弥赛亚这个渴慕心的时候，他就不光是注重在自己要得到什么，当然是在内，而且他更多的想到以色列这个国家、这个民族好像要得到更大的祝福。
In today's term, we have to aspire not only for ourselves to know the Lord better, but also for the church, for how everything I do will affect brothers and sisters, if it will encourage brothers and sisters, you know, in a positive way or not.
就是我们今天用我们今天的话语来讲呢，就是说我们更多的时候应该想到说，不光是对于我们个人跟神之间要得到神的祝福，而且要想到神的家、神的教会、弟兄姊妹们，我们一起因为认识基督耶稣，在他的教会里边跟我们所带下来的那祝福是什么。
So what is your inspiration?
所以想想看我们内心里边那个渴慕究竟是什么。
What do we desire today?
我们今天想要得到的是什么。
I read a book. I mean, I just look at the cover of it. It's called Be Rich or Die Trying.
我读到一本书，这本书的名字哈，这个书名就是说，要么变得富有，要么就是拼命得到富，就是在寻求富裕中死，寻求富裕的道路上死亡。
It's hard to translate, but it's Be Rich, Die Trying. This is like aspiration of many people here today in the world, especially in America.
这本书 的题目可能翻译的就是说，要么就富裕，要么就为富裕而死。啊，这样一本书，实际上就表示象征，就是代表着今天在世界上很多活着人，他们内心深处想要寻求的东西。
Young people, they graduate, their aspiration is to be successful in their career.
对年轻人来说，他们想要寻求的就是在他们今后的事业上能够成功。
But Peter has different aspiration.
但是彼得他心目中有一个更大的渴慕。
He want to have Christ. He want to follow Messiah.
他想要得着基督，他想要跟随弥赛亚。
Some of us may want to, our aspiration is that, well, when we retire, we want to retire like retire rich.
所以有的人可能我们中间有的人想说，他的目标就是当有一天他退休的时候还就是变成个非常富有的富翁。
But thank Lord, Peter tells us that we should desire for Christ.
而彼得的身上实在让我们看到说，我们应该是渴慕得到基督。
And last night we were at the brother's house, and one of brother went back to China and showed us the church and brothers and sisters in China.
昨天晚上我们在一个弟兄的家里边，我们在分享到 有一个弟兄曾经回到中国大陆去，把中国大陆的一个教会的一些情况，的一些幻灯片给我们看。
It was very touching. When I look at all the pictures, brothers and sisters there.
我当看到那边的弟兄姊妹的时候，我心里边有些感动。
How poor they are.
他们实在是非常贫穷的。
Oh, their church is like a, you cannot describe. This is like heaven. You're sitting. Look around. See this blessing of the Lord.
他们所聚会的场所是那样的贫穷，那样的破烂不堪。如果比起来的话，我们今天聚会的场所是非常好的，就像天堂一样。
And how the missionaries from Western, the in brothers and sisters, they forsook all and went there. They spent all their life there, just plant this little church here there.
而那些很多的西方的传教士很早以前就已经到那儿去。建立这么一个小小的教会。
And our brother especially told us, they told us how this was like very hard to for us to go back and try to endure that kind of condition.
所以后来我们又分享到说，如果是我们今天要回到那个地方去的话，我们当要忍受同样的很多的那些生活上的不便的难处。
But those missionaries had the same aspiration as Peter.
我想象那些西方的传教士，他们也许有，应该和彼得有相同的一个心智。
And Bible tells us that Peter was brought to see Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，那个彼得被带领去见耶稣。
Of course, Peter wanted to see the Lord. He said, "Whoa, Andrew said, we have found Messiah." And Peter, of course, wanted to see this person.
所以当安德烈对他的哥哥彼得说我们已经找到了弥赛亚的时候，可以想象说那个彼得那个时候的急迫的心情，真是想马上见到弥赛亚。
And I don't know when Peter got saved. I don't know who can tell me that when Peter got saved.
我不知道在圣经里边什么地方讲到说彼得是什么时候得救的，我不知道弟兄姊妹知不知道在圣经里面。
I mean, maybe in your Bible study you try to figure it out, you know, when Peter and all these disciples got saved, it's like very hard because Bible never clearly tell us.
实在说，如果我们在平时间的查圣经的时候，我们可以注意看一看，究竟圣经什么时候告诉过我们彼得什么时候他决志信主的。
And because Bible, God wanted to use Peter's life to tell us not about how to get saved, but how to follow the Lord.
实在说呢，圣经是要想借着彼得这个人物要告诉我们的，并不是彼得是怎么样得救的，而是怎么样彼得跟随耶稣。
And if you really want to know how to get saved, then you need to look at Apostle Paul's experience.
如果你真是要明白一个人是怎么样得救的呢，你应该去看看使徒保罗他的经历。
He was very clear, his experience very clear, from darkness to light.
他的得救的过程是非常清晰可见的，从一个黑暗里边瞬时就变进到光明。
But in the meditation that I had, I think maybe this is the time when he was saved, because you know the desire to see the Lord Jesus, in the Bible tell us that looking, is a sign of faith.
所以如果我们一定要想找到的彼得是什么时候得救的呢，我们可以从一个简单的那个话语你们可以看得见，就是说彼得因为他一直想要寻找基督，寻找弥赛亚，因着这个想要寻找就是他里边的一个信心的一个表现。
So in the Isaiah it tells us this, it says all the people from end of earth look at the Messiah, if you look then you'll be saved.
那么在圣经以赛亚书曾经这样告诉我们一个经节，说地基的人都要仰望我，就是神。
She says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth.
他说地基的人都要仰望我，就必得救。
See, when you look at Lord Jesus, when you want to look at Lord Jesus, and Bible tells us, you'll be saved, because that's the sign of faith in you.
所以圣经实在是告诉我们说，当我们有个心想要来寻找主的时候，我们就要得救。
When you in your heart we will want to look up and see the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved.
当我们的心是真心的要想来寻求 得救的时候，想到寻求主的时候，我们就必然会得救。
And you remember that the John Gospel also tells us that Moses raised up the serpent, the bronze serpent in the wilderness, and whoever look at the serpent, then he'll be saved.
记不记得在约翰福音里面也提到，在旧约里的一个故事，就是摩西当他们在旷野里边举起铜蛇的时候。那么在圣经那儿告诉我们说，当谁仰望看那个铜蛇的时候，就必得救。
And here it says, the looking want to see Lord Jesus, it may be the signs of faith already.
所以当我们在讲到这个字仰望或者这个寻找这个字的时候，就是一个表征说我们已经得救了。
It is, you know, we have this question. I don't know if you heard about it or not. It's that.People say it's a seeing is believing.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是听到有一个这样的说法，就是说看见了就得救了，就相信了。
To see is to believe. That means before I believe, I have to see it.
因着或者这么说，因着看见你就会相信。所以说，当一个人看见了的时候，他自然就会相信。
And so when he look at the Lord Jesus, I think this faith is in a.In the Peter.
所以当彼得看见耶稣的时候，他的那个信心就从心里边涌了出来。
You know, because the reason I say this is this, because a lot of Christians, when we share the gospel, we say, you know, believing is seeing. You want to see, then you have to believe.
那我为什么要这么讲呢？因为我想到我们弟兄姊妹常常都这样分享说，只有你相信了，你才会看见。
I think it's both is true.But I would like to say that, you know, in this passage from verse 35 to the end of this first chapter, now how many words see or look or behold occurred in this passage?
那我想说，相信说不管是看见了才信，或者信了就看见，其实都应该是符合真理的。那我想要为什么这样说呢？我想请大家来看一看，就是刚才我们读过的圣经。就是在约翰福音第一章三十五节一直到这章的最末了，总共有多少个看见这样的字出现。
If you counted, I counted. If you counted, there's 18 times that the word see or look or behold occur in these passages. 22 passages to be exact.
我数了一下哈，在这个二十二节的圣经章节里面，总共看见这样的字出现了18次都之多。
You say 18 times in 22 verses.
在二十二节经文里边竟然出现了18次这个字。
If we average it out, it's like only 4 verses do not contain the word.
我们所以说在每，就是说我们绝对不会找到说。
Only 3 verses do not have this word.
所以说在这个22节经文中，实际上只有三节经文，三个经节没有这个看或者类似于看这个字出现。
So in the John's Gospel, seeing is very, very important.
所以说在约翰福音里边实在是告诉我们看见是何等的重要。
Many brothers, many brothers and sisters today, how many of youcome to the Lord because you see the love, you see the peace in other Christians.
想问一下在座弟兄姊妹中，我们中间不知道有多少的人信主是因着你看见了基督徒身上的那个爱，看见了基督徒身上那个平安。
Many believers told us that the reason why they have a chance to hear gospel is because they first see the testimony of Christian life.
很多弟兄姊妹都告诉我们说，他当初信主的原因乃是因为他在基督徒的身上看见了那个爱，看见了那个平安。
That draws them to the Lord Jesus.
因着这个的缘故，使他们被吸引来愿意听福音，并且认识主。
You know the story of D.L. Moody. Once he heard a preacher say this.
我们都知道穆迪这个弟兄曾经有一个故事，他听着一个牧师在台上讲。
This is that this world has not seen a man totally devoted to God.
这个牧师讲说，这个传道人讲说，在这个世界上还没有出现一个人完全把自己奉献给主的这样一个人出现过。
And Moody was young at the time. He said, God, I want to be that person. I want to use me to show the whole world. Let the whole world see that, that your grace.
那么那个时候穆迪还非常年轻，他在那个时候就向主做一个祷告，他说主啊，我愿意成为这样一个人，让世界看到，借着我的身，借着我的见证，看到主的恩典。
So, when non-believers ask us, hey, where is God? Show me. Where is Christ? Show me. What is your answer? What should be our response?
当一个不信的人来到我们中间问我们说，哪里是神？神在哪里？神的爱在哪里？你能不能告诉我，让我看看在什么地方？我们这些信主的人，我们的回答应该是怎么样的呢？
Most of the time we say, you know what? In order to see, you gotta believe first.
在这个时候，我们常常的回答就是说，你要看见的话，你必须要先相信才行。
And unbeliever friends will say, no, I gotta see first.
但是常常这些、还不信的人呢，会回答说，不，我要先看见了，我才会相信。
Now usually we use that as an excuse because we feel like our own life does not live up to that Christian.
我们有时候常常会用这个先告诉别人要先信、先信才能看见来作为一个借口，因为我们都知道我们身上不能够见证出神的那个爱荣耀来。
Our correct response is come and see.
我们正确的回答可能应该是来，我们来看。
See me.
就借着我的身上你看见主。
I mean I'm weak but you see some changes, some grace of God in my life.
我是个非常软弱的人，但是你可以借着我的生命你可以看到主。
Come to our church.
来到教会里边。
See brothers and sisters.
请你来到教会里边来看看我们中间的弟兄姊妹们。
And you'll find God.
你在中间你会找到神的。
You'll find Christ.
你会找到基督的。
Look at our young people.
看看我们的年轻人。
Why they are here.
为什么他们在这坐着。
The only reason is God is here.
Because 因为神在这吸引他们。
Look at brothers and sisters.
看看我们的弟兄姊妹。
We should have that kind of faith and tell them, come and see.
我们有没有这样的信心对别人说，来，你们来看。
And you know the, when I got a job at the Wall Street firm when I was younger.
当我年轻的时候，我找到在那个华尔街找到一份工作。
I have this thinking in my mind is that, you know, a lot of people have this distorted idea about Christians.
我那个时候心里面有个看见一个想法，就是说很多人对基督的看法哈、是对基督徒的看法是错误的。
Some of them might be cheated by a Christian.
被基督徒好像对他们对基督徒的那个观点是扭曲的。因为可能其中的一些人确实是被基督徒所蒙欺骗过。
So they have seen a very bad, so to speak, bad Christian in their life. So they have this distorted idea about Christians.
因此他们的生命中可能看到一些、那些基督徒的不良的一些表现，一些见证，所以他们心目中就已经对基督徒形成一个扭曲的、歪曲的形象。
So I ask God, give me a grace that they'll know that I'm Christian and they'll change their mind about being Christian. I want to be the best employee in that company.
所以那个时候我虽然年轻，我就立定心志，我对神说，我要成为一个好的基督徒，要在公司里边成为一个最好的那个雇员，向他们见证真正的基督徒应该是怎样。
They can see in me your grace and power.
让他们可以借着我可以看见到神的恩典和神的能力。
And it takes a very long time.
当然这往往需要很长的时间。
The first thing is that I say grace during the lunch.
首先我做的第一件事情就是每天中午吃午饭的时候我要祷告。
No matter with the friends or others, I say, Lord, give me grace to say grace during the lunch.
那么我那个时候不管是在跟朋友中间还是跟别的同事之间的话，我都说主啊，你给我力量，让我在中午吃饭前我祷告。
Because I don't want to use the Bible and bang on each other's heads. Hey, be know the Lord.
因为我不可能做出来说，把那个圣经拿去，好像在敲每一个人脑袋说，你们要认识耶稣。
But I want to use that opportunity at the lunch and just do what I'm supposed to do. Right? We are supposed to give grace to the Lord.
我那个时候我只是想借着中午吃中午饭这么一短短的一段时间，给神给我恩典，让我把主的恩典能够爱能够见证出来。
But also I work very hard.
当然，与此同时我还工作非常刻苦努力。
Get my job done before the deadline.
这每次都是在那个期限来到之前，我就把我的工作做完了。
And so I can help others to finish their job as well.
与此同时呢，我还去帮助一些同事们，让他们也能够按时完成自己的工作。
And 4 or 5 years later, there's a Jewish colleague.
那是这样连续了四五年，其中我有一个犹太人的同事。
And he was a short and he was like he had this mentality, you know, he always carry a hidden knife, you know, he lived in Brooklyn, so that neighborhood is like pretty tough, so he always carry a knife. So I'm willing to use my knife and have a day in the court, then be defended by others, lying down, I mean dead. That's his mentality when we first met.
那这个人他个子很矮，那么他有一个时刻有个准备的一个心态。他说他身上总是带着一把刀。他说他宁愿是在法庭里边站在一个被告的立场上，因为伤害别人而被告的立场上，而不愿意被别人伤害死到那里，死在那个地上。因为他住的地方是在布鲁克林，那个地方社区是很不安全的。
But one day he came to us in the social gathering. He said, you know, now I become a member for Jews for Christ. And everybody was shocked.
那有一天我们当大家聚在一起。在一起聚集的时候，他就向我们大家宣布说，他说从现在起我就成为那个犹太人，寻求主，就是寻求主的犹太人，就属于主的犹太人中的一个分子。
And another Catholic lady she came to me saying she appreciate how I conduct myself in the office.
那个时候同事们一听到这样的话都非常吃惊。那么后来有一个天主教徒的一个同事就来告诉我说，他非常感谢我在公司里边做的这样的见证。
I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to sell myself to do something. But I mean, if Christian, our faith has to be real.
我在这并不是想向大家炫耀说我自己有如何如何的完全，我并不完全的。但是我只是想说一点，就是我们基督徒的生活应该是真实的。
We should be real at home, and we should be our life should be real in the office as well.
这个真实的生命应该反映在不光是在我们的家里面，也包括是在我们公司里面。
So many Christians that live a double life.
我们很多基督徒，我们常常是活在一种两面人的那个生活里面。
And if we look at Peter's, I think Peter's telling us very boldly that we should be genuine.
彼得实在是他的生命告诉我们一个很真实无为的一个生命，就是我们应该活出一个真实的生活来。
And when we talk about those non-believers, we should be able to see, come to see us.
我们实在来说，应该是在还没有信的人的面前，应该站出来说，来，你在我们中间来寻找，看见。
So it's a sad thing about Christian is that your colleague.For like 10 years, 20 years, didn't realize that you're a Christian.
一件很让我们感到不好的事情就是，当我们和一些同事共事了十多年以后，竟然他们还不知道我们是基督徒，这是极其可悲的。
And one day they find out, oh, you're a Christian. I didn't know that.
如果他有一天对你说，哦，我还不知道你竟然是基督徒，哎，那是何等的可悲啊。
And we should boldly ask them, Not because in ourselves we have anything, but through Christ's grace that they should see us.
我们实在应该清清楚楚地看到，并不是我们能够做什么，而是耶稣基督借着我们所施行的那个恩典和爱。
So this first part, seeing is believing. To see is to believe.
所以我今天想分享的第一点就是，看见就相信和相信可以看见。
The second part is to believe is to see.
第一个部分是因为看见才相信，那么我们第二个部分要想讲的是因着信来看见。
Now seeing is also progressive. It is there's a path of growth.
因为实在说来看见是一个过程，是一个好像是逐渐的一个道路似的。
So seeing and believing is a beginning.
那么当看见了相信呢，是相信的开端。
But believing is seeing is through our faith.
那么因着信而看见，这实在是一个信心的一个过程表现。
So just like the Lord Jesus said in the end of first chapter.
那么就像主耶稣在约翰福音第一章的节末了的时候这样说道。
He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
主在这说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
You'll see the heavens open.
你们将要看见天开了。
Of course, you know that this seeing is different from the first seeing.
当然我们在这儿讲到那个看见和我们当初一开始的那个看见有一些的不同。
This thing is through our faith.
因为这个看见是要借着信心才能看见。
Faith enables us to see another dimension.
当我们借着信心在看见的时候，我们会看到一个更高的层面。
A spiritual dimension.
就是一个属灵的层面。
A eternal dimension.
一个永恒的层面。
And so if we keep on seeing the Lord Jesus,
当我们不断的来看见，我们来认识主的时候
，and our seeing will gradually become spiritual. We can see more of spiritual world.
逐渐的，我们的看见就变得越来越属灵，越来越看到有一个属灵的真实的世界。
Not material things, not just happen in the physical world.
不再是一个物质的世界，不再是一个我们好像看见摸得着的东西。
Is a spiritual world more real than the physical world?
一个属灵的世界，而这个属灵的世界远远超过物质世界的更来的更真实。
And because this physical world is temporal.
我们都知道这个物质世界最终要消亡的，是暂时的。
You know, you see a baby is very cute, but gradually getting older. You know, and then
我们看到一个婴孩刚刚出生的时候是何等的可爱，慢慢你就看他越来越老了。
And everything is temporal.
所有的物质的东西都是暂时的。
But spiritual thing is eternal.
但是属灵的东西是永恒的。
The beauty, spiritual beauty is eternal.
那属灵的美丽是永永远远的。
So Peter asks us, especially sisters, to pursue the inner beauty, the spiritual beauty that lasts forever and free.
所以借着彼得，我们实在是看到尤其是对姊妹们来说，我们应该寻求的不是外表的华丽和漂亮，而应该是我们内心深处的那个美丽。
I think, speaking of my wife and me, it's like, you know, we are old now.
我现在就在讲讲我和我妻子之间，你知道我们都已经老了。
Once my daughter said, you know what? Some of our young kids says, you know, when they're young, they thought, mommy is the most beautiful IE in the church.
当我们的子女很年幼的时候，在他们心目中，他们觉得他的妈妈是整个教会里边最漂亮、最美丽的。
But that used talk about when he was young, that means that now he didn't think so.
所以那个我们的儿女们常常就说，当我妈妈年轻的时候是最漂亮的，所以她这个言外之意呢，现在已经老了，算不得漂亮了。
So now my wife, you know, as everybody else, one thing is that is right now it's like it's inner beauty that actually attracts me to her.
所以说
inner beauty, the you know the spiritual quality.
所以说我的姊妹或者包括在座的一些老的姊妹们，你们应该更多的说，你们要看看我的里边那个真实的美丽的那个属灵的生命，那是更高的，那个质量更高。
And so as we grow older and our spiritual life grows, we should appreciate more of unseen, more of spiritual, more of something inside, not the outside.
所以随着我们里面那个属灵生命的长大，我们的眼睛应该更多的来注目我们里面的那个生命，它的成熟，它的美丽，它的 它的质量。
So today we see the two levels of seeing, and God will give us grace today, this morning.
所以说今天早上我们想要来看的就是神让我们所看那个看见的两个层面的东西。
And if you want to have heart, if you have a heart to want to see the Lord Jesus, He will be seen today.
如果我们有一个心，一个真心想要来见到我们的主，相信我们今天一定就能够看见。
If you really want to see the Lord Jesus, and He will be seen by you, because He came here just to show Himself to you.
如果你真心想要见到他的话，你就一定可以见到他，因为他来到这个世上的目的就是要想让我们见到他，认识他。
He came to have a personal relationship with you.
他来到这个世上就是要让我们和他有一个个人的关系。
Unless you see him, how can you have a personal relationship with him?
除非我们真正的认识了他，看见了他，我们不可能跟他有个人的那个连接的。
So, dear brothers and sisters or friends, that if you have heart to come here to see the Lord, and He'll be seen by you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们，如果你们真心有个心在这里来想要来看见我们的主的话，有这样的心，你就必然会看见。
Now Bible tells us that when he came to see the Lord, actually Lord Jesus looking at him.
在圣经里面告诉我们非常有趣，当彼得想要来看主的时候，这个时候主也看他。
In verse 42 it says, He brought him to Jesus.Jesus, look at him.
在四十二节第一章四十二节，当时讲到说，当于是就领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他。
You know, this look in the original language is not just a casual look.
这个看见这个字哈，看着他这个看字，在原文里边不是一个简简单单的看这的意思。
It is this look as has a compound word.It means a look with intense, look with interest, look with attention.
那么这个字实际上原文里边是有两是有几个字组成，是有一些字组成字根组成的。那么它的意思就是说要定睛注目，能够看得很深，看到里面去的那种看注视。
For example, in the Mark, you know, in Mark 8, chapter 8, Lord Jesus healed a blind man.
比如举个例子，在马可福音第八章那儿讲到说，耶稣医治好了一个瞎眼的人。
You know that Jesus used two steps to heal his blindness.
在那个地方，主用了两步，分两步来把这个人的眼睛治好。
First, he spit on his eyes.
首先，他第一步就是吐把口水在他的眼睛上。
And Jesus said, "Now can you see?"
霍尼吐在他眼睛上，然后就对问他说：“你现在可以看见了吗？”
So yeah, yeah, I saw a man like a tree, walking. The walking trees. He saw person, but he like a walking trees.
那个人就回答说：“哦，对对对对，我好像是看见了一个一个的人，好像就像那个树似的在行走。”
And Jesus, healed him again, and Jesus put his hand on him and said, "Now can you see?"
然后第二步，主耶稣就把他手放在他的头上，问他说：“现在你看得怎么样？”
哦，就是 now I can see every man clearly. Now this time the see is the same word here, the same word used at Lord Jesus looking at Peter.
这个时候，这个人就回答说：“哦，这次我真正的清清楚楚的看见了每一个人。”那么这个时候的那个看见这个字呢？就是刚才主耶稣看彼得那个看字是同一个字，
就是 look at Peter's, look at inside out of him.
耶稣看注视着彼得，看到了他内心灵魂的深处。
Look at him, what is in his heart?
看到他内心深处究竟是想什么。
God, Jesus look at him, look at his inspiration, that his desire to find Messiah.
主耶稣实在是看到他内心深处的那个渴慕寻找基督的那个心。
Peter, yes, Peter was a fisherman.
我们都知道彼得是个渔夫。
But while he's fishing, he's a higher desire in his heart for his life.
但是最重要的是他内心深处他要想寻找到他那个生命的那个意义是什么。
He wanted to be the follower of Messiah.
因为他渴慕着能够成为弥赛亚的跟随者。
He wanted to be the first follower of Messiah if he had a chance.
他渴慕着成为那个基督的第一个跟从者。
He wanted to be most faithful follower of the Messiah.
他希望渴慕着成为一个忠心的跟随者。
Later in the life, as we see in the Bible,We see that that's actually is his desire.
实际上，我们借着圣经后面的那些故事，可以告诉我们，他真实这些就是真真实实就是他的心内心深处想要想的。
You know, another example is that in the Luke 22.
那么在其中呢，有个例子就是在路加福音第二十二章。
You use the same word, the same word in looking.
那么在那个地方呢？同样的用了这个看这个字。
You remember that Jesus was taken to the court, to a high priest's house.
那么记不记得那个时候耶稣被抓了以后就被带到大祭司的院里面。
And Peter was following him behind, trying to see what's going to happen.
那个时候彼得悄悄地跟在后面想要看到就这件事情究竟要怎么样的了结。
And during that time, he denied Lord Jesus three times.
在那个时候他连续三次地否认耶稣是他的主。
Because the maidservant asked him, well, aren't you one of them with Jesus?
那个时候大祭司的一个仆人就问他说你难道你自己不是耶稣的门徒吗？
He said, no, I'm not.
他那个时候他说不我根本不认识他。
And he denied him three times.
他那个时候否定自己认识耶稣基督连续三次。
And the last time when he denied Lord Jesus, the rooster crowed.
他最后一次拒绝承认自己是耶稣的门徒的时候，就在这个时候，鸡就叫了三遍。
And then Bible tells us, and the Lord Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
这个时候圣经告诉我们说，主转过身来看着彼得。
And that look at Peter is the same word here. He looked inside of Peter.
那个看字就是现在刚才我们在这查的那个看字是同一个字。他看到了内心彼得的灵魂深处。
And Peter remembered what the Lord said.
彼得便想起主对他所说的话来。
And he went out wept bitterly.
他就出去痛哭。
And that's another word. So Lord Jesus in Peter's lifetime in the Bible, you call it twice. Jesus looked at him with a special look.
在彼得的生命中，圣经告诉我们有两次主这样注目看着他。
One is the very beginning.
第一次就是在一开始的时候。
It's right here that we're studying.
就是今天我们在查的圣经里面。
The other time is the last moment that he saw Jesus in the flesh.
最后一次第二次看见就是在主耶稣在肉身中最后要就是第二次的看见就是主在肉身中的最后的一次。
So Lord Jesus
在的时候
look inside of Peter.
我们的主耶稣实在是看到了彼得内心深处。
He saw his desire.
他看见了他那个渴慕的心。
He saw his motivation.
他看见了他自己寻求的那个人生目标。
That he wanted to be with the Messiah.
他想要跟随着弥赛亚。
And Lord knows, without Lord's grace and power, Peter would not be able to fulfill it.
主也非常清楚，若不是他赐给彼得恩典和能力，彼得是根本不可能做得到的。
It's very hard for me to imagine that if Peter does not have heart at all for the Lord.And Lord will call him. I'm going to change your name to Peter.
如果彼得没有一个心智想要来跟随主的话，很难想象当主第一次见到彼得时候，就说我要把你的名字改了。
You know, I think because Lord first saw his desire in his heart.
正因为主耶稣看到他第一次见他的时候，看到他内心深处的那个渴慕。
And Lord Jesus said, "I'm going to give you grace."From now on, you'll not be called Simon. I'll give you a new name. You're going to be called Peter, Cephas.
所以主就看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法， 就是彼得。
That means you become a rock, a stone that I can trust.
在这儿就是说，从此以后你要变成一个石头，一个磐石，主可以信赖你。
And I will build my church upon this rock.
主说他要把他的教会建立在这个磐石上。
As the Lord is looking to even today for a person to become a stone that he can use to build his church.
直到今日，我们的主仍然在地上寻找一些石，像彼得那样的石头。主可以借着这些石头使他的教会被建立起来。
You know, if you buy a house and try to renovate or something, doing something like that, that you know which material is most expensive?
当我们平时现在日常生活中，如果我们要修缮我们自己的住房的时候，我们会买各种各样的材料来装修我们的房子。你们知不知道什么材料是最贵重的？是最贵的。
Except you know diamonds stuff like that, but the building material, diamonds for decoration, but I mean building material is a stone.
真正的用来修筑建筑物的，不是那些装饰的一些什么宝石啊之类的。真正的修建建筑物那些材料最贵重的就是那些石头。
It's precious stones.
那些宝贵的石头。
Peter remembered this very clearly.
彼得实在说来，他清清楚楚的记得主对他所说的话。
He never forget that the meaning of that new name that God gave him.
他从来没有忘记主给他的那个新的名字的意思是什么。
So when he was very old, he was still using that the name.
他后来到年老的时候，他仍然在用他的那个新的名字。
He said, "We come to the Lord Jesus as a living stone."
他在他的书信里面讲到说，我们每一个人来到主的面前，就像一个活石。
And we'll be built up together, become a living house of the Lord.
我们一起被建造，成为一个灵宫，给主来使用。
You see that what Jesus said on that day, first day he met Jesus, it impressed in his heart deeply.
所以我们在这实在是可以看到，当他第一次见主的时候，主给他的那个印象深深的烙在他的心里面，直到年老他都没有忘记。
And of course, Peter need to learn how to be faithful, need to learn to know his shortcomings and weakness.
当然我们知道说，彼得在他的一生的历程上，他都是在不断的学习，来怎么样来依靠主，主的能力，主的恩典。
And the Lord Jesus deal with him very in a very hard way sometimes.
而主耶稣在培训，在那个，在教，在引导这个彼得的时候，确确实实用的方法也是非常严厉的。
Peter always has heart, no matter what, to follow the Lord to the end.
但是不管是主怎么样来对付彼得的那个个人的那个肉体的生命，但是彼得都始始终终的、自始至终的来跟随，忠忠心心的跟随我们的主。
When Lord deal with us, in a hard way, that's because we're so stubborn, because we are hard. God had to use a hard way to crack us.
所以当我们在我们的生命中，在我们的历程里面，当主用各种各样的方法来对付我们的时候，我们要知道，因为我们个人有很多很顽梗不化的一些石头杖，一些那个肉体在我们的里面。
You know, I remember that when my daughters learned how to drive.
我还记得我的女儿在学习怎么样开车的时候。
From here to to the house, to another house in Island. I'm sorry, East Brunswick.
就是从教会一直开车要回到我在 East Brunswick 的家这个路途。
I told her, you know, to drive slower, drive this way, and all the way, because that's the first time she learned, with us to drive.
因为我女儿是第一次跟我们一起来学习怎么样开车，所以我就告诉她该怎么样换道，该怎么样转弯，都一点点的告诉他。
Now I say that because I have two daughters now, you know, they learn driving, so you don't know which one.
所以我这样讲的话，肯定你不知道我在指我的哪一个女儿，因为我有两个女儿都这样学过开车。
So that's why I share, so you don't know who they are.
我这样告诉你们，我实在是不想把他们究竟是谁这个名字告诉你们。
On the way from for that Chris house, I think whenever I say something, she's like, I know. It's like repeat to me 100 times. I know. I said, you don't know. She said, I know. So I said, you don't know that you're learning. I know. Always. As always respond back with the, I know. I know how to drive. You don't have to show me, teach me. That's the, I think we all like that, right? We all have that mentality when Lord Jesus teaches.
所以那当我们开车到了 Chris 的家 到 Chris 的那个家的那附近的时候，我的女儿总是会说，哦，每次告诉她该怎么样开的时候，我的女儿总是说，哦，我知道。每一次这么说，她就说我知道，就是那种你知道吗？那种感觉。
Sometimes they tell me that, hey, you drive like this.
有时候他们会反驳说，难道你就是这样开车的吗？
I told him, how can you compare with me? I have a 20 years driving experience. And you're just beginning, so how can you compare with me? But that's our attitude to the Lord.
他们常常很不耐心的来学习，然后就跟我来比较。但是我说你敢跟我比较，我都已经20多年的开车经历了，你算老几。
And that actually reminds me of our attitude to the Lord when Lord deals with us.
当我看到这样的学习态度的时候，我实在是想到说，我们的主在怎么样引导教育我们的时候，我们的那态度难道不是如此的吗？
I said, Lord, don't bother. I know.
我常常对主说，主啊，不用了，我都知道。
Lord said, you need to pray. I said, we know.
主在内心深处告诉我说，你该祷告了。我说是，我都知道。
I pray all the time.
我一直在祷告呢。
I just don't kneel.
我只是不跪下来而已。
I just don't set aside a time.
我只是不是单独空一个时间来特别的为这个事情祷告。
And Lord just say that, say this, and we always have this mentality that I know.
所以当主常常的引导我们，希望能够耐心的、温柔的来引导我们的时候，我们常常的反应是，哦，我都知道这一切不用了。
And same with Peter.
实在说来，彼得也是这样的一个反应。
And so Lord will deal with him, and as we go on to meditate on Peter's life.
当我们在真是静下心来来思考彼得这个人生的时候，我们看到说主一直在这样来逐渐的对付彼得。
And Lord give us each one of us a new name as well.
主给我们每一个信他的人都有一个新的名字。
Peter, when Peter first met the Lord Jesus.Lord give him a new name.
当彼得第一次见到耶稣的主耶稣的时候，主给了他一个新的名字。
We all have a new name if you are God's child.
如果我们今天真是神的儿女的话，我们也有一个新的名字。
We are called Christian.
我们的名字就叫基督徒。
That means disciple.
就是基督徒的意思就是门徒。
And God wants us.To become his disciple, to follow him.
主实在是神实在是要让我们成为神的门徒来跟随他。
And when God gives us a name, he'll make sure he gives us enough grace, power to fulfill that the name means, what the name means.
当主给了我们一个新的名字的时候，他会给我们恩典，给我们力量，让我们可以行出来，能够合乎那个名字所带来的那个意义。
So next time when non-believers access,Show me your God, I can believe.
当所以说弟兄姊妹们，当下一次不幸的人来到我们中间，问我们说，你能不能跟我们看见神在哪里的时候
？And we can say, look at me.
我们可以大胆的说，你看看我。
Look at brothers and sisters.
看看我们周围的弟兄教会的弟兄姊妹们。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father God, thank you. Your word is the lamp to our feet, a light to our path.
父啊，实在是谢谢你，你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And your word is called the word of life.
你的话是生命。
It gives us a life to live a victorious life.
给我们生命，使我们可以借着它而活。
And your word also.Give us faith.
你的话语还给我们赐予我们信心。
Because faith comes by hearing by your word.
因为信心是从听来的，听是从你的话语来的。
So, Father, we just pray that for the sake of Lord Jesus, your Son.
父啊，实在是我们祷告，因着你儿子的名的缘故。
Let us see the Lord Jesus.
让我们能够见到主耶稣。
Let us hear His voice today in our heart.
让我们今天就能够在我们的心里听见他的声音。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.